There was supposed to be a showdown today at the Federal Election Commission, the agency that regulates campaign money. A new regulation is up for debate, one that would take millions of dollars out of the presidential campaign, mostly Democratic money. But now the commission has been given an alternative, do nothing. NPR's Peter Overby reports the commission might do just that.
The commission seemed to box itself in last winter. It voted to decide by today whether to crack down on so-called 527 groups, groups that have turned into a magnet for liberal political dollars. 527s operate within Section 527 of the tax code, but outside the FEC's own limits on contributions and spending. Two particularly aggressive 527s are hard at work helping John Kerry's presidential bid keep pace with the Bush campaign's lavish spending. Earlier this week, the commission's general counsel offered the commission an easy out. He said the issue is complex, an understatement in this collision of untested campaign finance law, First Amendment rights, and the tax code. So, he said, the commission might want to just think on it for another 90 days, till mid-August at least. That's as good as giving the 527 groups a free pass for the rest of the campaign, and they know it. Jim Jordan is a consultant for the Media Fund and America Coming Together, the two groups advocating for Kerry.
We feel as though our legal and political situation is being vindicated.
If Jordan sounded sure that the FEC will put off its decision, so did Republican Congressman Roy Blunt. The House Majority Whip said yesterday that, quote, the FEC's duck is its decision on this issue, unquote, and that the real goal wasn't genuine reform, but to give Kerry a big advantage over President Bush. Already, the Republican National Committee and the Bush campaign have accused the Media Fund and America Coming Together of running an ongoing criminal conspiracy with the Kerry campaign. But presidential politics aren't the only factor on the table today. Hundreds of tax-exempt groups have mobilized against the proposed regulation. Most of them have a liberal bent, but not all. They argue that the regulation could accidentally restrict many charity and advocacy organizations, so-called 501c3 and C4 groups. Stephen Schulk is a lawyer who represents such organizations in New Jersey.
In the proposal, there's not a specific exemption for 501c3s and 501c4s, and the exempt community may not be satisfied with that.
Don Simon, a lawyer for the reform group Democracy 21, says the Election Commission has faced dilemmas like this before.
Where a new evasion is taking place and the FEC has the opportunity to enforce the law, if it doesn't do so, the cutting-edge abuses of one election, when they go unchallenged, become the standard practices of the next election.
But at the Business Industry Political Action Committee, CEO Greg Casey says corporate America won't rush to finance Republican 527 groups. Corporate political strategists are focused on getting political education messages directly to their employees, an activity not regulated at all under the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, or BCRA.
Just because the business community is not pursuing quote-unquote 527 organizations doesn't mean that they're not doing something to adjust in the post-BCRA era.
Just a clue that as the Election Commission struggles over regulating 527s, it may be fighting the last political money war. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.